Police clashed with street vendors outside the central Harare headquarters of the Tsvangirai MDC today following a raid on street sellers doing business near the Harvest House offices of the former opposition party. Eyewitness Tinaye Chikanya told Studio 7 that the incident started when police moved to arrest vendors who violently resisted.
There were some vendors in the street selling CDs and three policemen arrived. They wanted to confiscate those wares for the vendors. And from there, an argument to arise. At last, the police were beaten. Three of them were beaten by the vendors. And they just left. Within an hour, they returned with a reinforcement of riot police and some other police guys. And they started rounding all the vendors in Mandela, those who are close to Harvest House, the MDC HQ. And later on, they went to Harvest House. They wanted to get in, and personal security at Harvest refused them entry, and they started throwing tear gas.
Chikanya said police fired tear gas into the MDC offices where some vendors had fled. Then they blocked all the roads converging on the site, disrupting the central business district.
The whole of Mandela from Angwa to First City, the road was cordoned off so that, to an extent, that all vehicles could not pass through. And running battles started from there.
Tsvangirai MDC spokesman Douglas Monzora said he was out of town at the time and did not have full details on what took place outside the party offices. Harare Police Provincial Spokesman James Sabau said he had not yet been briefed. The episode followed complaints by the MDC alleging partisan police actions barring rallies called by Mr. Tsvangirai. The party said it would lodge complaints with the Southern African Development Community and the African Union in their capacity as guarantors of the Global Political Agreement for Power Sharing. Police barred Tsvangirai rallies this past weekend in Lupane and Victoria Falls, Matabeleland North Province. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.